This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi, this is Pastor Wallace Renning, inviting you to join me every Friday at 1 p.m. beginning on December 7th for my new program, Words to Observe and Obey, the radio ministry of New Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, right here on 89.9 FM, WCNO.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, the rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to service all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the battle for your life is not over your Rolex, it's not over your car, it's not over your BMW, it's not over your house or your job. The battle of your life is for your faith. It's for your faith, because without faith, you cannot produce. Without faith, you cannot move into the next level of living that God's called you to. If the devil can keep you from producing, he wins in your life. You become defeated. How many know you can only push out what's in you? That's why becoming is always more important than doing. Becoming is always more important than doing. We need to understand that. But we are so doing-oriented in our lives that we don't ever take time to become what God's called us to become. God's emphasis in our life is not on doing. God's emphasis in our life is on becoming what He's called us to become. The doing is the fruit of becoming. You do because it's the manifestation of who you are. It's the outflow of who you are. We get focused in the church of just doing stuff, so we're trying to earn God's approval or something. That's so retarded. Am I allowed to say that word still? How many know if you become what you're meant to be, you will do what you are called to do? You'll fulfill your destiny because doing always flows out of what you become. A couple of things about the spider. Number one, the house that the spider lives in, which is his web, was on the inside of him before he ever lived in it. So the world he exists in was on the inside of him before he ever existed in it, before he ever lived in it. How many know that the world that you live in is on the inside of you? And that world right now is changing all the time. It's changing. Every time you hear the word, every time you get a revelation, every time somebody prays for you, every time you take in a message from God, it begins to change you on the inside. God is changing your whole perception on the inside. He's changing the way you see things so that the world that is invisible right now will become the visible life that you live tomorrow. And it begins to manifest in your life. And so the next seasons of our life are being prepared for today, like when we talked about with the ant. That's why 1 Corinthians 4 says, the things which are seen are made from the things which are invisible. So how do I create my world? I find out what is invisibly in me right now, and what's in me right now will become my world. I watch it manifest. Listen, it's not who comes into your life that causes you to produce. It's what's on the inside of you that causes you to produce. It starts from the inside. Somebody say it starts from the inside. That's why revelation is so important to us. That's why Jesus said in Mark chapter 4 when he talked about the seed, he talked about putting it in good ground, thorny ground, bad ground. And he said this at the end, be careful, listen to this, be careful how you hear. Isn't that an interesting thing for Jesus to say after he talked about putting seed in the ground and talk about harvest? He makes this statement that just totally doesn't make sense. He says, be careful how you hear. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, ladies and gentlemen. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Huh? But yet we let everything we see keep intimidating us and keep us from where God wants us to go. We let the finances keep us. We let what friends say to us inhibit us. It's interesting to me that we can get around some people and they can talk us right out of our dream. Come on. Because faith comes by hearing and fear comes by hearing. And that means that I walk by what I hear, not by what I see. Y'all understand that this morning, right? It says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So that means that faith is the product of properly hearing. You've got to hear properly to be in proper faith. Or your destiny's not going to come out of you. If you ain't hearing nothing, then I'm going to end up living in a very limited world. Come on. If I live in a limited world, then my faith is never going to get me to the dimension that I need to go to. The truth is we have to live by revelation. And our revelation comes according to what we hear. It's the truth that we hear that brings that freedom. And I have to be able to hear it on the inside of me. It's not enough for your friend to hear it. It's not enough for your mama to hear it. You have to hear it on the inside of your own self. And you have to begin to believe what you're hearing from God's word and begin to act on what you're hearing. Then that thing that God puts on the inside of you begins to manifest on the outside of you. And you move into the next season of your life. Otherwise, it'll never become powerful in you. So you can have a revelation on healing and be healed, but you can hear about healing all the time and never get the revelation on it and never receive healing. You've got to receive that revelation and believe that revelation and walk in that revelation for that thing to manifest in your life. Listen, sometimes we just got to keep on hearing and keep on hearing and keep on hearing the truth. And the more I hear, the greater my inner man can become. The more I understand, the greater my inner man can become. And like the spider, the world I live in by faith on the inside of me will come out and manifest on the outside of me. Listen, if you really understand the power of God and the anointing that's on you, then God could drop you down in the middle of a desert in the middle of Africa where there ain't never been a Christian before, not even never seen a Christian before, and you can have a revival all by yourself. Because it's not the praise team or the building or the stuff or the teaching. It's because God dwells on the inside of you, and that power comes from within. It's on the inside of you. Somebody say it's on the inside. Why? Because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. My world is created by what God put in me. It's created by what's coming out of me. It's the manifested presence of God that comes out of me that creates my world. So what do I have to do? I have to spend part of my week not trying to find something to say, but I have to spend part of my week by hearing a word from God. I've got to be led by the word of God. I got to hear the word of God. I've got to hear God speak in my life. You say, well, I can't get my family to speak right. I can't get my family to confess right. My wife is always so negative. My husband is always so negative. I can't get them to get in faith with me. You know why? You know why that is? If you ever take a child that's ever had a speech problem to a speech pathologist, how many know the first thing they check is not their tongue? What do they check? Because you have to hear right to speak right. Come on now. If you can't hear right, you can't speak right. If you're hearing garbage, you're going to speak garbage. Garbage in, garbage out. You know why some people, all you hear from them is, I don't think we're going to make it. That ain't never going to happen. This country's going down the tubes. Things are looking bad. The economy's down. Gas is going to be $5 next month. We can't build another building. We can't see the school grow. Property here is too expensive. Taxes are too much. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Half of us in here don't need a devil. We do ourselves in. Can I just ask you, what is too expensive for God for somebody that paves all of his streets with gold? I mean, really, literally paves his streets with gold. How can that be too expensive for him? You know what? I don't care what's going on in the economy. I want to buy the land behind us. I want to buy the land beside us. I want to build more buildings. I really want to do it sooner rather than later. So I wish y'all would really help me get this thing kicked in gear. I feel like time is short and we need to get busy. You know, we're spinning our wheels just trying to get people to come to church when we ought to be breaking ground on the gymnasium by now. That's what I believe. Y'all think I'm crazy, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm ready to move, man. I'm ready to see this thing explode into what God's called it to explode into. And you say, oh, there he goes again, man. He's going to get us in debt. It's just money, ladies and gentlemen. It's just money. And I'm going to tell you, whether you go to heaven in debt or you go to heaven debt-free, it ain't going to have anything to do with whether you get through the gate or not. If I can be in debt and have a gymnasium out there and have 1,000 kids in the school and be giving them the gospel, then I'm going in debt. Because guess what? When I check out this life and check into the next life, I leave all my debt behind. See, that's crazy. I know some of your heart's skipping a beat right now. What is he talking about? The world that's within you is the one that comes out of you. Listen, when me and Dad sat down and we prayed about building this building right here, we didn't have no money, no credit, nothing. We didn't have no way of doing it. There was no possible way to do it. We couldn't get a loan. We couldn't get a bank to buy into our dream. We didn't have the backing. But you know what we had? We had a word from God. We had a dream, and we had a word from God. And we had to keep hearing it. We had to keep talking about it. We had to keep stirring our faith and hearing it and hearing that word and hearing that word until that word registered on the inside of our hearts. And then when it registered on the inside of our hearts, it began to manifest on the outside of our hearts. To the day that we stood out here with a bunch of shovels and cameras and broke ground. I remember that. But it did manifest. That's been 6 years ago now. But it started with a word from God. See, how does that happen? It comes from a revelation on the inside of you. You have to get the revelation. So if you can hear it, then you can see it. I'm going to try it again. If you can hear it, then you can see it. Why? Because words create pictures. When God gives you a word, the word gives you a vision. Somebody say vision.
Vision.
If I said to you right now, don't think, whatever you do, don't think about a turkey. Try really hard. Whatever you do, do not think about a turkey. I mean, most of you in the room right now, a turkey just went running across your head. The rest of you, it was sitting on a dinner table cooked. Why? Because you envisioned it. I used to do that thing when Kim worked for, when Kim was a social worker. That's one of the things that she come home and told me. She goes, check this out. And I said, what? And she goes, I want you to concentrate really hard and focus. I said, okay. She goes, whatever you do, don't think about a Whopper. I'm like, what? I not only thought about it, I could smell that sucker. Why? Because we envision it. Words create pictures. I envisioned this building and seeing it full of people's lives being changed 2 years before we ever broke ground to build it. We envisioned it. I saw what it looked like in my heart. Come on, somebody. When you hear it, faith creates a vision for your tomorrow. And when you see it, you can have it. Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong to the Lord, but the things that are revealed belong to us. Meaning if I can get revealed truth on it, then I can have it. You got to get the revelation on it, then you can have it. Thank you for saying hallelujah. 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 That's good news. Amen. That's why your willingness to obey is more important than your comprehension. You say, well, I don't fully understand it. Doesn't matter. Obey God anyway. Well, I don't quite get what God's going. We got this thing where we ain't going to move till we get it. No, just obey God. He gave you revelation. Obey him. You ain't got to know how it's all going to come together. Just obey him. If he told you to do it, do it. Hear it and obey. Amen? Your ability to obey what God is saying to you is more important than your understanding the fullness of it now. What or where or how it's all going to be done. Number two, the spider keeps on producing. Somebody say he keeps on producing.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Tune in every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. for Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. Lifeline is a live program of inspirational teaching and your calls for prayer. That's Lifeline every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Tend my way when sorrow. them all come true. Who can find me when I've lost my way? Who can lead me to the cross and tell me it's okay? Pain that I feel deep within my soul. Who can hear me when I call their name? Who can see my every flaw and love me anyway? Jesus, Jesus, you take away of all the blood you gave. Jesus, Jesus, there is no other name. It's all because of you I'm saved. Love so amazing, mercy never ending.
And I will not forget. He spoke with words of love that said he'd go to any distance to show what I was worthy of. And then at last that dusty road turned to Calvary. He picked up the heavy burden so that I would one day see. He loved me with a cross. He loved me with a cross. In answer to call of love, he loved me with a cross. He knew from the beginning was placed upon him. I know that somehow he saw.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.